From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have released body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal shooting of a black man by police officers earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect an investigation into the shooting.
Here's what I can tell you. I stand behind the truth. People can interpret anything they want based on one piece of evidence, and I can tell you I suspect they will based on the video footage. But what I say is you have to put all pieces together.
In the video, officers are heard repeatedly telling the shooting victim to drop the gun. He gets out of his vehicle and is walking away from it when four shots are heard and he falls to the ground. An attorney for the victim's family, Justin Bamberg, says it is not clear whether there was a gun pointed at officers.
There is nothing in any video that I have seen, whether it be Ms. Scott's, whether it be the dash cam or the body cam. You can't clearly identify what, if anything, is in his hand. And that has not changed.
Police also released photographs of a pistol, an ankle holster, and a small piece of a marijuana cigarette, which officers say that Keith Scott was rolling in his SUV when the incident started. Meanwhile, hundreds of mourners have packed a church for the funeral of an unarmed black man who was fatally shot by a white Tulsa, Oklahoma police officer. Attendees filled the Antioch Baptist Church late Saturday to remember 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, who was fatally shot September 16th by Officer Betty Jo Shelby. She has been charged with manslaughter. This is VOA News.